This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how we never know what God has in store for us. I was reading in the Gospel of John when God restored Lazarus' life. And as you may remember, Jesus thought fondly of Lazarus and his two sisters, Mary and Martha. It would be accurate to say that they were a well-liked family in the village of Bethany. So when Lazarus died, most of the town mourned. Now his two sisters both sent word to Jesus to come and to heal Lazarus, but when Jesus arrived, of course, their brother had already been buried for 4 days. Now, I've read this passage many times before, but this time I had an interesting observation. Because Mary and Martha were so well known and liked, many Jewish people visited their home to comfort them. However, on the day when there was the largest crowd visiting them, Jesus ordered Lazarus to get up from the grave, and his life was fully restored. And as a result, many Jewish people turned to Christ on this day. Now, here's my observation, that it was likely that when the people left their homes that morning, they left with the sole intent of comforting Mary and Martha. That was it. They didn't realize that that would be the day that they would also ultimately turn to Christ because of what they had just witnessed with the restoral, the full restoral of Lazarus' life. So the point is, we never know what a day holds. We never know what God has in store. So let us embrace today and cling to these words. The heart of a man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps. Proverbs 16:9. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, know God has something special in store for you.